This Roto Report is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Well, the free agent landscape in the NBA could change in a big, big way after tonight's NBA Finals game between the San Antonio Spurs and the Miami Heat. A Spurs victory would crown them champions of the NBA and put into question whether or not LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh will play again as members of the Miami Heat. All three can opt out of their contracts this summer and become unrestricted free agents. And one has to wonder, with the Heat getting a little bit older, especially with Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh maybe wanting to be a central figure on another team, being the go-to guy, and LeBron James wanting to win more championships. If indeed the Heat lose tonight, could it be the last time that those three play together in Miami? Now, there have been reports from LeBron or his camp stating that what happens in the NBA Finals will have no effect on what he does as far as his future goes. I totally disagree with that. I think LeBron is all about winning championships, chasing down Michael Jordan's 6 championships, and he's going to put himself in the best position to win each and every year. And with the Heat getting older, I've got to believe LeBron is going to be looking at every team through free agency that has cap space to see what team has the best roster for him as he moves forward to try and win more championships. So tonight, June 15th, 2014, at the AT&T Center in San Antonio could be very similar to May 13th, 2010 at the Boston Garden when LeBron James played his last game as a Cleveland Cavalier. A triple-double that night, 27 points, 19 rebounds, 10 assists in a 94-85 Game 6 loss at the Garden. And if you remember him coming off the floor that night, taking off his jersey, and he did so for the last time, you've got to wonder if we'll see a similar scene here tonight, should the San Antonio Spurs put away the Miami Heat and win their 5th NBA championship. Remember, that year he was eligible to opt out of his contract that summer, and LeBron James did so, and then the recruiting of LeBron James happened, and we were all a part of that here in Cleveland. I don't think the recruiting process of LeBron will be anything like it was back in 2010, should he become a free agent. I don't think we'll see the stupid decision show again. In fact, I've been told he could announce his free agent intentions, and then where he decides to go on his website. So we'll see how it plays out. But I went and looked at a quote from after that game back on May 13th, 2010 from LeBron James, because that's when all the questions started popping up as to whether or not he would return as a Cavalier. And here's what LeBron James said back in 2010, May 13th. "I want to win. That's my only thing, my only concern. I've given myself options to this point. Me and my team will have a game plan that we'll execute, and we'll see where we're at." That was LeBron James at age 25. LeBron James is now 29. He's won 2 championships. He has played now in 5 NBA championship series. We'll see if indeed it ends tonight. If it does, I've got to believe he will be thinking the same things he thought back when he was 25 as a member of the Cavaliers. He wants to win, and which team will give him the best chance to win. So free agency could change in a huge way starting tonight after game number 5 in the NBA Finals, if indeed the San Antonio Spurs can put away the Miami Heat, and maybe it will be LeBron James' last game in a Heat uniform. Hope you enjoyed the Roto Report. Something to think about there with LeBron James as you watch this game. And as always, the Roto Report brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444 or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real, and happy Father's Day to all you dads out there.